The special representative of the Secretary General, David Scheer, began by deploring the increase in fighting throughout the country, particularly in the Upper Nile region, which is made up of three states, Jonglei, former Unity, and Upper Nile. He confirmed that an investigation was underway regarding last Wednesday's attack on a UN base in oil-rich Leer Town in former Unity State. Ghanaian peacekeepers manning the base came under small arms fire, but swiftly and robustly returned fire, deterring the attackers. Mr. Scheer said the attack has had a direct impact on humanitarian support for some 1,300 civilians sheltering nearby.
We are in Leer at the moment with an investigation team who will be talking to everybody we can, we're able to talk to, and ensure that we do a full investigation. The reason we have peacekeepers there is to provide some support and encouragement for humanitarian activities to continue, and particularly the introduction of food into that area. As a result of this attack, I know that the numbers of humanitarian workers in the area has gone down, has declined, and that will have an impact on the amount of humanitarian assistance.
Meanwhile, in neighboring Jonglei State, the UN Special Representative said the mission is also supporting efforts to de-escalate tensions between the Dinka, Bor, and Morlaye communities. The area has witnessed increased hostilities in recent weeks, with simmering tensions between youth from the two communities centered around accusations of cattle raids and child abductions. David Scheer acknowledged government efforts, particularly the visit of the first vice president to the region, and said the UN mission is engaged with the leaders of Jonglei Boma town to amicably resolve tensions.
We are concerned about the deteriorating security situation in the Bor, Pibor area between Dinka Bor youth and Morlaye youth. We've been engaging with communities there over the past few weeks, and as we speak, we are supporting peace efforts by the government and the First Vice President to talk to both communities and put at the disposal of those people helicopter assistance to be able to move between the two communities and decrease tensions in the area.
On Aburok, also in the Upper Nile region, Mr. Scheer said some 50 humanitarian workers are on the ground providing support to thousands of civilians displaced by recent fighting on the west bank of the River Nile. Between 30,000 and 50,000 civilians fled to Aburok following recent clashes between government and opposition forces. The UN mission sent peacekeepers to the area last week to facilitate delivery of humanitarian aid. Mr. Scheer said the situation of the displaced is worrying.
We estimate that around 30 to 35, perhaps 40,000 people are there at the moment. And we were concerned last week about their situation. As a result of that, and particularly the lack of water, good clean water for the people there, and as a result of that, we have positioned and flown in a peacekeeping force into the area. And that peacekeeping force will be there temporarily to provide some support for humanitarian workers to be able to move in as well. And in particular, for the ability of water trucks and water to be able to be brought into the area to help and assist those people who are there.
UNMISS peacekeepers were deployed to the area 4 days ago. A humanitarian team has visited Aburok to assess the condition of the displaced people. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.